HuffPost blasted after likening Israel to Nazi Germany, Gazans to Holocaust victims, blood libel. By Joshua Klein on October 31, 2023. The Huffington Post is facing backlash after its Spanish edition published an op-ed that draws sickening parallels between Israel and Nazi Germany while likening the situation of Gazans to Holocaust victims, in what has been described as a disgusting blood libel. The article, which has since been removed, begins with a provocative image, comparing Israeli actions to those of the Nazis, and framing Gazans as victims akin to those persecuted during the Holocaust. The author, Pepe Vera, criticizes governments that manipulate information to justify violence, ironically ignoring the actions of Hamas terrorists in Israel, according to the Daily Caller. For example, Vera falsely attributes the destruction of a hospital to Israeli forces, though it was later revealed to have been caused by a misfired terrorist rocket. Watch, Stelter, media's atrocious series of mistakes on Gaza hospital bombing actually did harm. The piece goes on to criticize historical U.S. policies and actions, drawing an analogy between the resistance in Nazi-occupied France and the Palestinian situation, while completely disregarding the violent actions of Hamas terrorists. Vera also accuses Israel, which he describes as a state created through deception by France and the UK, of occupying Palestine in a manner similar to U.S. policies towards Native American territories. The essay concludes with Vera expressing astonishment that a people with such a tragic history as the Jews could allow their government to employ brutal tactics against Palestinians, comparing Israel to a fascist regime. He neglects to mention the violence perpetrated by Hamas terrorists, including the murder of over 1,200 Israelis and the kidnapping of at least 239. Watch, Polak, What You Need to Know About Origins of the Israeli-Palestinian Conflict. This distortion and trivialization of historical atrocities, coupled with a failure to acknowledge the violent actions of Hamas, contributes to an intentionally misleading narrative and an apparent aim to garner international support for Hamas, despite its explicit intentions to harm Jews. In response, many took to social media to express their outrage over the piece. A disgraceful, disgusting, dishonest image, at HuffPost, wrote political activist David Harris. In fact, an incendiary blood libel, pure and simple. Take it down. He continued. 1.1 million people, Jews, Polish Catholics, Soviet POWs, Roma, were systematically murdered by Nazi Germany in hashtag Auschwitz. Nothing compares, least of all in Gaza. Hashtag Hamas ruled Gaza launched a genocidal, Nazi-inspired war against hashtag Israel. When democratic Israel dares to defend itself, it's obscenely compared here to Nazi Germany, the perpetrator of the final solution against the Jewish people. And, of course, that Israel has repeatedly urged Gaza civilians to evacuate certain military areas for their own safety is totally ignored. So, too, Hamas's categorical refusal to let them move. By the way, where's Gaza's border with Egypt in the image? Revolting Holocaust distortion. He added. To publish such a thing is not only revolting, but also extremely offensive, wrote the National Jewish, UK, Assembly. You cannot compare the two. You simply cannot. It is misleading, wrong and insulting. At HuffPost disgusting behavior, the group added. Comparing hashtag Israelis to the hashtag Nazis is anti-Semitism. Delete this at HuffPost, now. Wrote Honest Reporting Canada. Shame on you at HuffPost, this is sickening. Whomever approved this vile garbage needs to be fired. Wrote Stop Anti-Semitism. Actually, as per the IRA definition of anti-Semitism at HuffPost are anti-Semitic. Wrote Nasher Jew, a group of experienced online investigators who expose Holocaust deniers and anti-Semites around the globe. Congratulations, Huffington Post. You've perfected Holocaust trivialization. Wrote Israeli activist Yoni Mishani. It is real. Link here. Think it's fair to say at HuffPost have sunk to a terrible new low, wrote journalist Sabrina Miller. The matter comes as Huffington Post political blogger Dili Hussein called for all Israelis to be hunted by packs of antagonists in Muslim-majority countries' airports, as he shared footage from a recent incident at a Russian airport involving pro-Palestinian protesters seeking Jews in scenes that were reminiscent of past pogroms. On Sunday, An airport in the Russian Republic of the heavily Muslim Dagestan was stormed by an angry mob of young men shouting Allahu Akbar and waving Palestinian flags as they rampaged in search of Jewish refugees amid rumors of a plane arriving from Israel. After drawing fierce backlash for his post, Hussein later attempted to backtrack by advocating for non-violent, legal protests against Israeli policies. Editor's note: this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.